The second Mishnah of the second Perek, Pirkei Avos, teaches us, Rav Gamliel ben Yosef Rav Yehuda Anasi Oimer. Gamliel, the son of Rav Yehuda Anasi, teaches us, the proper combination one's supposed to have is learning Torah, Pashat Pshat, the Tan is saying, but one is supposed to also have their cheretz. One is supposed to also work. Shigia shnei mishkachas ofim. When you have this combination, that will keep away sin. V'kol Torah she'eni ma melacha, continues Rav Gamliel in teaching us, because if Torah doesn't come along with work, pashat pshat, soifa b'teila, at the end that Torah won't endure for gereris oven, and will, on the contrary, bring to sin. I saw that the Mefarshim point out, the Paradis Yosef points out, that throughout Shas, whenever Rav Gamliel is mentioned, he's called Rav Gamliel, or he's called Rav Gamliel Barebi. Here, the Mishnah goes through the bother of calling him by his full name, so to speak, Rav Gamliel ben Yosef Yehuda Anasi. The Tanna wants to teach us that even though Rav Gamliel was the son of a very great family, and he himself was a very great individual and a very wealthy individual, that didn't prevent him from still making this statement of Yofa Torah im Derech Eretz, that besides for the learning, the Derech Eretz has to come along with it. The Divrei Emes explains Yofa Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz to teach us that even when somebody is doing Derech Eretz, even when somebody is occupied in working, etc., his working should not exclude a Torah concept, a Torah aspect to his learning. There are so many mitzvahs that are involved in everything that we do and can do, and that's what he's come to teach us. Don't forget that even when you're doing Derech Eretz, there should be Torah involved with that Derech Eretz. Another pshat that I saw is Yofa Torah Derech Eretz, that even a Talmud Chacham, Yofa Torah, you have Torah, you're a Talmud Chacham Baruch Hashem, but that shouldn't prevent you from being a Baal Derech Eretz, from behaving as you're supposed to work. Another pshat that I saw is called Torah She'eni Ma Melacha. Somebody who doesn't do all that he can. Torah doesn't always come easy. Sometimes you have to work hard to understand the Gemara, to accomplish your learning. Called Torah She'eni Ma Melacha. Any Torah that doesn't bring along with it Melacha, that one is prepared to work hard to understand what he's learning and to grow in his learning, Sefer B'Teila. That you can't succeed without that. The Chayzim Lublin explains this Mishnah this way. He says, if somebody will only learn Torah and not work at all, he'll consider himself a great Talmud Chacham, a very special individual. And that could come that he should chas v'shalom become a Baal Gaiva, and he won't recognize that he's only human, and he won't recognize that he does have Averus and he has to do tshuva on his Averus. So that's why the Tana tells us, Toiv Toiv im Derech Eretz. If somebody not only learns, but he also does Derech Eretz, so he won't become about Gaiva, and if he won't become about Gaiva, Mashgachas Evan, he'll be able to examine himself. He'll be able to examine himself if he indeed is doing everything that he's supposed to do or not. And along that line, I saw Pshat. When we think about the earth is something that everybody in the world has to rely on the earth. Everybody gets nourishment from the earth. Our clothing come to a great extent from materials that grow from the earth. Yet everybody steps on the earth, digs the earth, doesn't treat the earth with any special respect. That's what the Tanna is teaching us. Yes, Baruch Hashem, you have Torah. Baruch Hashem, you have Torah. But don't forget to take the lesson. You're for Torah. You're a Talmud Torah. And everybody needs you. You're such a big Talmud Chacham. But don't forget, tells us the Tanna, to take the lesson of Derech Eretz. Take the lesson of what we see in the earth. That the earth also is so very important for the existence of the world. And even though the earth is so very important for the existence of the world, it doesn't boast. It's not arrogant. You too, Talmud Chacham, act that way. The Pasuk says, in Parashas B'chukosai, the Pasuk says, in B'chukosai Teilechu, and Rashi says, what's Pshat in B'chukosai Teilechu? Shetiyu Ameilim B'Torah, that you should spend your time studying Torah. And the Pasuk continues, V'nosati Gishmechem Bitam. The Pasuk tells us that if somebody does so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us Panosa. So that's what the Tanna, I saw, the Sefer Nachos Avram is coming to teach us. Yofa Talmud Torah. If somebody is going to really learn Torah, and not only learn it, but Yofa, he'll do it nicely. He'll really apply himself to his learning. What will be his schar? His schar will be Derech Eretz. For Nasati Gishmechem Be'etam, the earth will give its fruit. He'll be blessed with Ashiris. He'll be blessed with tremendous bracha. The Gemara Masech the Brachas, that Flamed Hei Amid Blaze, brings a machloikis between Reb Shimon Ben Yechoy and Rabbi Shmuel. What is the way a person is supposed to live? Rabbi Shimon Yechai's opinion was that a person should devote his life just to learning. Rabbi Shmuel's opinion was Hanig Behem Minig Derech Eretz. Of course, he explains Danaf Yosef, that when Rabbi Shmuel says Hanig Behem Minig Derech Eretz, he doesn't mean that one should put his life and his mind and all of his efforts just in earning a living. What he meant to say is that even when a person is working for a livelihood, he should always think as much as he can about Divrei Torah. The Gemara says that Rav told his Talmidim, B'yomei Nissan v'Tishrei, during the months of Nissan and Tishrei, lo tachzik hamoy. So he makes a point. What that means was that was the time of the year where they would typically work, and since that was the time of the year when they would typically work, they weren't able to come to the Beis Medrash, and that's what he was telling them. Go to work during that time of the year, and if you'll go to work that time of the year, you'll have panosa for the rest of the year where you could be in the yeshiva. But says Danaf Yosef, let's pay attention to what he said. He didn't say don't learn during Nisan and Tishrei. What he said was, L'sachsikamoy, don't come to yeshiva, learn on your own. But never should a Jew stop learning. And that's what he says is pshat, and what the Tana says over here, Yofet Tamatoyim Derecheretz. Yofet Tamatoyim im Derecheretz. Even when you're doing the Derecheretz, even when you're working, don't forget Torah. Don't forget that you should be thinking about the Torah. Hanik ben Derecheretz, while you're working, that's when you should also think about, never stop thinking about the Divrei Torah. The Sefer Torah's Ovis has the following approach. He says that the reason we need to have this combination of Torah and Derech Eretz is if somebody is just wealthy, the Pasuk says, Oysa Shomav Labalav Larosai. The Shiras, we know that if somebody has a lot of money, it could cause him to do something to act the way he shouldn't act. Divrei Torah themselves, also a person can become Bal Gaiva. So that's why the Tana says, Yofet HaMatorah Im Derech Eretz. This combination is the perfect combination to make sure that we should act like we're supposed to act. But then he says another interesting pshat. He says that the gematria of the words Derech Eretz are tefillah. So he explains, there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, L'cho Hashem chesed ki ata teshalem lish kemaseyu. What is the pasuk saying? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with us with kindness because he pays us for our deeds. So he asks that the pasuk is a very difficult pasuk to understand. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paying us for our deeds, so then it's not chesed. So he explains that everything we have, we couldn't have without HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping us have. And that's pshat. When we have anything in life, we should recognize Yofet Torah. Whatever we have, we should recognize that we also need to have tefillah. We need to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu have Rachmanis on us. And he takes this a step further. He says what the Tanya is coming to teach us is that sometimes you'll have a person who's indeed a Talmud Chacham. He sits and learns, and he knows how to learn, but he's lacking a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does one achieve a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By davening. So that's what he says, Yofet Torah im Derech Eretz. Even though you're a great Talmud Chacham, don't forget tefillah. Don't forget to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't forget to connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you do so, then that Torah will have a kiyum. And if you don't do so, Chas V'Shalom, the Torah will, Chas V'Shalom, not have a kiyum. The Sefer Dorish Leprakim quotes a Gemara in Masechta Brachos Daf Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Gadol Anenu Miyigi Kapoy Yoisa Miyirushamayim." Pash Pshat the Gemara is saying that if somebody earns a living, works and earns a living, he's even greater than Yirushamayim. So there are two obvious questions. One question is, why? Why is somebody who is Nenem Yigiyah Kapoy, somebody who works for a living, even greater than Yerushalayim? And number two, why are they mutually exclusive? You could be a Nenem Yigiyah Kapoy, and you could also be a Yerushalayim at the same time. So he says there are two types of Talmid Chachamim. There's a Talmud Chacham who only sits and learns, and his livelihood he makes from people supporting him. And then he says there are Talmid Chachamim that even though they sit and learn, but they also work for a livelihood. They don't want to just rely on other people. So that's what the Tanna is teaching us, he says. He's a person that earns his own livelihood. Greater is he than somebody who just has Yirah Shemayim and relies on other people. It's important, he says, for a person, Talmud Chacham, if possible, to be able to do both. He says why? Because he explains there's a Gemara, another Gemara. The Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amin Aleph, says Amrim Shuv Ben Levi. B'shor Shama Kadosh Baruch Hu Adam Arishin. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu told Adam Arishin after he did the Aveira of eating from the Eitz Hadas, the Koitz V'dar the Tatzmich Lach, he gave him a curse that the earth will grow thorns. V'chaltas Esav Asada, and you'll have to eat that grass. Says the Gemara, Zolgu Ein of the Moz. Adam Arishin began to cry. Omar, he said, Ani V'chamori Nocho Be'evis Echad. Me and my donkey will have to eat out of one basket. Kivin Sh'amaloi, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu continued in telling him, Bezeyes HaPecha Toichel Lechem, you'll have to sweat for your work, sweat and work hard, Neskar Radatoi. So, why was he crying when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, V'koitz V'dadet HaTzmir Loch, why was he happy when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, So he explains, because on that very daf, the Gemara says, Koshim is a nice of Shaladim to Kriyas Yamsuf. Earning a living is as difficult as Kriyas Yamsuf. And this Gemara is also a difficult Gemara to understand. First of all, Kriyas Yamsuf wasn't hard for the Hashem who made Kriyas Yamsuf. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing is difficult. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu making Kriyas Yamsuf, that wasn't difficult for him. And second of all, of course, what is the connection between Mezoinosov, Shal Odom, and Kriyas Yamsuf? So he explains the Sefer Dorish Leplakim. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a way that the ways of the world we don't understand. Sometimes we see tzaddik v'raloi, that a person is a good person, but he doesn't have it easy. Sometimes we see Rosha, a person who's not such a good person, v'toivloi. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu run the world that way? So he says, the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world that way is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to leave the Chira. If every time you did the right thing, you automatically got rewarded, and every time you did the wrong thing, you automatically got punished, then of course everybody would do the right thing, and nobody would do the wrong thing. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have Bechira. When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu show that how he runs the world? By Kriyas Yamsuf. Klal Yisrael went into the Yamsuf and came out safely. And the Mitzrim went into the Yamsuf and they drowned. And that's what they said by the Shira. V'yaminu ba'ashem v'moshe avdoi. At the moment of Kriyas Yamsuf, it was a moment of Amunah. There's one other place, he says, where we could see on a daily basis the Yad Hashem, the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says that's in the Inyan, that's in the subject of earning a living. That's in the subject of Panosa. We see many times people make different plans, people make different calculations. This is the way I'm going to be successful. This is not good. And yet, it doesn't come out the way he wants. He realizes anybody who has to earn a living ultimately comes to the recognition that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu running the world. Kashim is on Eisr Shal Adam Kekriyas Yamsuf. It's difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was the difficulty of Kriyas Yamsuf? Nothing is difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he had to change the way he runs the world. He had to make it so obvious the way he runs the world. Where did he do it? In two places. By Kriyas Yamsuf, and every day as we work towards earning a living. That's what Adam HaRishon was crying about. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, V'koitz v'dayad tatzmliach loch, and Adam HaRishon's reaction was, Ani v'chamayri, my donkey and I, noichu ba'ovus echad, will eat from the same basket, which means that I won't have the opportunity to see the Yad Hashem. And that's what bothered him. What bothered him was, how can't I see? HaKadosh Baruch Hu left us one place where to see the Yad Hashem. That one place is in the Inyan Panasa. I don't want to lose that opportunity. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, B'zeis apecha toich alechem. When you have to go to work, that's where you're going to still see the Yad Hashem. And then he says another beautiful word. He says, the Tana says, V'kol toirish einim my malacha, soifu v'teil v'gereris oven. He says, and I think what he means to ask is that the Tana already told us, Yofa Tama Tayrim Derech Eretz. So why does the Tana again say, V'kol Tayra Sheni Moim Malacha Saifa B'Tayla, the Gereris Oven? We already know that this combination is what the Tana is teaching us to do. Why does the Tana have to repeat himself? So he says that the Tana here has come to teach us another important lesson. The Tana begins that a person has to learn. But then the Tana says, V'kol Torah she'eni ma melacha. Your Torah should not be that type of Torah that doesn't have in it melacha. Melacha meaning that you teach your Torah to other people. So if you don't want to teach Torah to other people, then you won't succeed in your learning. Says the Tana, if you won't teach, call Torah she'eni ma melacha, soifa v'teila. That Torah won't have a kiyum. Torah has to have melacha. Torah has to have that you have to be ready to teach your Torah to other people. The Gemara Masechta Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, teaches us. Ravina Amar, Bnei Yehuda, the family of Dovra Melech, the Gola Masechta, Miskayim Talmud Yehuda, they were ready to reveal the Torah. They were ready to teach the Torah to others. They succeeded in the learning. Bnei Gola, that was the people that lived in the region of Yehuda. Bnei Golo, the like Golo Masechta, but in Golo they didn't have that habit. They didn't teach other people Torah. L'neskam etam b'yaday. Rashi says what that means is that they taught other people the Torah. That's what the Tana is saying. Kol Torah she'eni ma melacha. If your Torah can carry with it a component of teaching other people Torah, then soifa b'teila. And not only that, for Gereris Oven. So the question is, why is it Gereris Oven? Yitaka didn't learn the way you were supposed to learn. You didn't teach other people your Torah. But why are you punished for Gereris Oven? So he says a beautiful pshat. He explains that we know that when somebody is learning, particularly when somebody is asked to paskin Shilas, he needs a special siyata d'shmaya that he should paskin the Shilas correctly. How does he say is one soicha to that special siyata d'shmaya? So he explains the way you zoicha to that siyata d'shmaya is if you teach other people Torah. The individual who teaches other people Torah, he is zoicha to have siyata d'shmaya that he'll paskin Shilas correctly, he'll say Divrei Torah correctly. So he says, that's what the Tana is teaching us. Be careful to have Tama Torah that has with it Malacha. Because if your Torah won't have with it Malacha, you're going to learn Torah incorrectly.
And if you're going to learn Torah incorrectly, the gereris oven, that Torah could cause people to sin by you saying the wrong psak.
The Tana concludes the Mishnah. The kala oiskim tzibur, whoever acts with the community, yoiskim on l'shem shemayim, should do it l'shem shemayim. Sheschus avoisim m'siyatom, if you do so, you'll have schus avos. Fitzitkosa medes la'ad, Kashbarchu promises us matzchar. So what's the connection between the first part of the Mishnah and the second part of the Mishnah? So I saw that certainly the first part of the Mishnah, as we've been discussing, teaches us the importance of learning. And it's understood that when somebody's learning, he's learning l'shem shemayim. Teaches us the Tana that not only when somebody learns Torah should he be careful to learn Torah l'shem shemayim, but even when he's oisik b'tzarchei tzibur, he should do it purely l'shem shemayim. I saw a nice fart. V'ata manan ne'alechem schar harbe. The Tana is teaching us that a person who's learning Torah should be very careful. A person who's oisik b'tzarchei tzibur should not say, you know, I'm doing so much for the community, maybe I should take something for myself. Tells us the Tana, v'ata mala ani aleichem. Don't take anything yourself. Only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. The Anaf Yosef explains that what the Tana is teaching us, that sometimes when somebody is working for the community, he starts to think to himself, is it really worth it? Will I really be successful? Will everybody be happy with what I'm doing? Maybe I shouldn't get involved. The community is anyway not going to appreciate what I did. Tells us the Tana, v'at mala ani aleichem. I want to tell you, says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you just do what you're supposed to do. And if you do what you're supposed to do, it doesn't make a difference if you succeed. It doesn't make a difference what other people think. Ma'ala ani aleichem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the schar kilu asisem, as if everything went perfect. And moreover, he explains, of course, if somebody is oisik b'tzarchei tzibur, he doesn't obviously necessarily have the time to learn. But Klal Yisrael does need oiskim b'tzarchei tzibur. Tells us the Tana, v'ata malani aleichem. If I see that you're oisik b'tzarchei tzibur, because the tzibur really needs you, and your intention is correct, malani aleichem, I will give you schar kila sisem, as if you learned Torah in that time as well.